A group of high school seniors are getting a different kind of education. They're training to become certified nursing assistants. CNAs typically provide hands-on care to older adults living in long-term care facilities. The work is tough, but for these students, it's also an opportunity. KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie got the chance to meet some of these students while they were on the job.
All right, let me check in blood pressure.
This is not your typical high school classroom.
I'm in here.
But Kelly Ramirez and a fellow student are in class, except on this early morning, class is being held in a patient's room at Haven of Phoenix, a long-term care facility about a mile from Metro Tech High School, where Ramirez is a senior.
Right now we're taking the patient's vitals, see if they changed over the night, and most of them are normal, in normal range right now.
Ramirez is in her last year of Metro Tech's nursing assistant program. Metro Tech offers about a dozen or so career and technical programs like this one, which is like a crash course in healthcare.
Well, CNAs do hands-on care of patients, so everything from bathing and toileting and changing briefs to, you know, feeding them, talking with them.
Dina Katie heads up the program.
You're a high school teacher.
I am a high school teacher.
What are you doing here this morning?
I have students who will graduate from high school and be able to take their CNA boards once they're done with a class and be able to be licensed as a CNA.
Their time here at Haven of Phoenix is sort of like their final exam, and they have to complete 40 hours of clinicals before they can take that state board exam. But for many of the students here, becoming a CNA is just the beginning.
I'd say about half of them have scholarships right now.
To some pretty great schools.
ASU, Northern Arizona University, U of A, Gateway. I mean, they've got scholarships for various levels of education, but these kids want to succeed. They all want to go forward.
And this program gives them that leg up. It also exposes them early on to the realities of healthcare and aging.
Well, at first, it was kind of freaking out because, I mean, I didn't know what to expect.
Jose Mejia is talking about his first day here.
But I would say like in about an hour or two, the nervousness went away.
And he found his groove. Same thing happened with Ramirez.
Well, at first, I was pretty nervous, you know, because the real patients, you know, have to take care of them. I was scared my first day, but it was all for nothing.
Dina Katie says those reactions are pretty typical.
They're like deer in the headlights. And then after they've been here about an hour and they recognize these are just people, they calm down. Changing briefs, yeah, the first one's kind of gross. After that, it's a recognition that this is everybody. So you help everybody.
And that's something else this program teaches, empathy. To be able to feel compassion for someone who is so vulnerable, and in some cases, so exposed, is critical in this line of work, which is also physically and emotionally taxing. The national organization PHI, which studies the direct care workforce, found that CNAs are 3 times more likely than a typical worker to be hurt on the job. That's according to a study it released. Another challenge facing this workforce is pay. That same study found the median salary for a CNA was about $22,000 a year. It also found that 36% of CNAs rely on some type of public assistance. But like a lot of young people, where they start and where they end up are often 2 very different things. Though Brigham Curran, who is the administrator at Haven of Phoenix, would love to see these students remain in the aging arena for obvious reasons.
We already have a shortage here in Arizona.
And our aging population in this state is growing.
And to think of what it's going to be like in 5 to 10 years with the need in skilled nursing homes, but hospitals, assisted livings that are being built all over the place, and doctor's offices, there's going to be a major need.
Which means a job could be waiting for any one of these students right after they pass their board exam. Yeah. Kathy Ritchie, KJZZ News, Phoenix.